the Legacy Game Changer. Our mission is to help you make, save, and grow your money. I'm your host, Annetta Rogers, accountant, tax preparer, certified money coach, insurance agent, and travel agent. Okay, today we're going to talk about the downfall of using your credit cards because we know the holidays are coming and you want to pull them out. So with credit cards and lines of credit abundantly available, getting what you want right away has become common practice regardless of whether you have the cash to pay for it. There are many popular excuses for convincing yourself that this immediate gratification is acceptable. It isn't hard to understand why, because we're becoming a nation of debtors. Whether you need a gentle nudge to get back on track or basic knowledge to keep yourself out of trouble, here are 9 ways to talk yourself out of drawing on credit when you can't afford to pay cash. Using credit cards and not paying them off monthly can be detrimental to your credit. The major downsides of using credit cards when you don't have the cash to pay for it later, besides the high cost of interest, include hurting your credit, straining your relationship with your family and friends, and ultimately bankruptcy. The best practice for avoiding credit card fees and interest is to not spend money until you save enough to cover the purchase. The first reason why you should not use your credit card is credit cards discourage self-control. At best, an unwillingness to exercise self-control when it comes to money can rob you of financial security. At worst, an impulsive attitude towards buying can have a negative impact on other areas of your life, including your self-esteem, substance abuse, and interpersonal relationships. Yes, exercising restraint may be difficult and boring, but it also offers many rewards and advantages, such as the ability to achieve financial goals like buying a house. Number 2, it likely means you don't have a budget. Without a budget, it's easy to forget charging a cup of coffee here and a new book there can add up by up during the month, and you get yourself in trouble. For many people, a budget is a great tool for keeping spending under control. If you don't have one, it's easy to make a budget it's easier to make a budget than you think. Budgeting can be as simple as making a list that shows how much money you earn a month, followed by the running total of expenses. The remaining balance will tell you how much you can spend. Number 3, interest is expensive. The reason that self-control is so important when it comes to finance isn't moral or spiritual, it's practical. Credit card interests are high, making a purchase more expensive. For example, if you buy something for $1,000 by using a credit card with an 18% interest rate and you make the minimum payment each month, then you will end up paying $175 in interest after 1 year and still owe $946 on your purchase. So if you got something that was on sale, you did not get anything that was on sale because you're paying it back in interest. If you don't have the money to pay cash for something in the first place, then you probably don't want to make it more expensive by adding interest to your price. Number 4, rates can rise with unpaid balances. To add insult to injury, the great annual percentage rate, which they say is APR, that you thought you had on your credit card may be an introductory rate, subject to increase if the balance is not paid off in full. That's why an 8% APR can easily skyrocket to 29% in the blink of an eye. But that would never happen to me, you might say. I'll pay my balance in full as soon as I get paid. You might have the best of intentions, but can get derailed by unanticipated expenses such as car repairs. A poor credit score affects a lot. If credit card balances go unpaid, then the credit score will start to diminish, and you may get an unexpected rate increase on your insurance bills. Insurance companies, they check the credit scores and calculate the premiums may assume that if you can't pay your bills, then you might let your car or home maintenance slide, or you might be an irresponsible person making you a higher risk. Poor credit scores can generate other problems as well. Some employers run credit checks on job applicants, and they might not hire you if your score is too low. And your credit score is probably important when purchasing or refinancing a home because it determines the interest rate on your mortgage and either whether you're eligible for a mortgage in the first place. We will take a short commercial break right now, and I will be right back with more information on why you should not use the credit card. Hello, this is Annetta Rogers. Join me on Wednesday at 5 p.m. for my new podcast, Legacy Game Changers. Every Wednesday at 5 p.m., join me and we'll talk about finance, education, and wealth building for you and your family to leave a legacy for your loved ones. Once again, that's Legacy Game Changers, Wednesday at 5 p.m.
Hey, what's up, fellas? If you're looking for healthy, thought-provoking conversations on a variety of topics dealing with life issues, be a transparent, open dialogue for men who need a dose of honest, engaging, and heartfelt discussions, tune in to Inside the Armor, airing Mondays at 8 a.m., hosted by
Joe, Russ,
and yours truly, Boone. We would love to have you vibe with us as we talk about our trials and our triumphs, our messes and our successes. Join us for Inside the Armor Mondays at 8 a.m. Iron sharpening iron, one podcast at a time.
For staying with Legacy Game Changers, I'm on number 6 now. Bad habits risk your relationship. Studies indicate that couples and families fight about money more than any other subject, and it can be an especially sensitive topic when there's not enough of it. As a result, couples and families should work on a budget and financially self-discipline together whenever possible. Number 7. Financing leads to more spending. Many folks spend more money by purchasing unneeded and overly expensive items when they pay with credit cards instead of cash. This is psychological because buying a $1,000 laptop or a smartphone and you won't see it, it won't seem like a life change if you just sign a receipt and don't have to think about paying for a month. On the other hand, you can physically feel the $100 bills leaving your hand if you pay with cash, giving you a better sense of how much this item costs and how much money you have left in your now lighter wallet. This also can apply if you pay by check. An immediate record that purchase in the checkbook that shows their impact on your account balance. A lot of times, I don't even use my credit card at the store because I know most of the millennials don't do checks anymore. And I just have to see, I have to have cash so I know what I'm spending. Number 8, it can lead to bankruptcy. If you go on several spending sprees without a plan to pay them off, or if your plan goes south because you lose your job or get hit with a medical bill, then you may find yourself hopelessly in debt. Declaring bankruptcy will scar your credit history for up to 10 years, and when the report finally goes away, you have to build good credit all over again. Number 9, peace of mind. If you don't owe money, then you won't have to worry about the late fees, interest, annual fees, or over-limit fees. The best way to treat yourself to something nice is to save and buy it when you can truly afford it. The peace of mind that comes with not financing the purchase would be like treating yourself twice. The bottom line, credit works well when balances are paid off each month. The convenience, protection, and rewards offered by credit card make them handy financial tools, but consider the risk before getting in over your head. This is my 9 tips. I thank you for listening. You can contact me at legacygamechanger@gmail.com. or contact me at 443-906-3882. Have a blessed day.